WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. 2 hour show tonight, 8 to 10. It'll be that way all summer long. Gonna have Kate Redgate on with me in about, I don't know, I would say 15, 20 minutes. I gotta play some stuff first. Right now, this is a band called the Black Halos, and we'll be up, as I said, shortly. WMFO in Medford.
Our motives were merely naive prospects. We were only Living for kicks, like kicking around in fields and telling stories that were supposedly real. Having a laugh, wishing time would last. I'm thinking, we've got this all sussed. Tales of a teenage mind, blur the lines of truth or lie. Bottom of freedom went hand in hand, and when it came down to it, life was but a free ride. Trials and tribulations that would seem the be all and end all. The same old shit that came from same old people. The lessons you learnt outside the classrooms are the ones that stick with you. But for our ideals seem to change, and the weeks would waste away. Tales of a teenage mind, blur the lines of truth or lie. Bottom and freedom went hand in hand, and when it came down to it, life was far too free.
Right, that was One Fall, song called Slingshot. They just won the Rock and Roll Rumble. Before that, Sharp Class from the UK, Tales of a Teenage Mind, and the Black Halos with Frankie Come Home, How the Darkness Doubled. 8:10, I'm going to play 3 or 4. And when we come back, we'll be with Kate Redgate. Right now, this is Steve Earle, an old Steve Earle song.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off from about for San Antonio with the radio blastin' and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown, I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer down, and a rocking little combo from a guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Metal Firecracker by Lucinda Williams. Springsteen with You'll Be Coming Down, and One Fall, a song called Slingshot. We had one more on there, didn't we? I just forgot to log it. Oh, Steve Earle, Guitar Town. How could I forget that? So here I am with Kate Redgate. How you doing, Kate? Thanks for coming in.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So before we get into the album, CD, vinyl, whatever we're going to call it, that you got coming out, let's talk a bit about your early, I'm going way back now.
Like how far back?
Like growing up.
All right, what do you want to know?
You grew up, was it Illinois?
Southern Illinois.
not around here. So, like, I always ask people, what was it like in Illinois as a kid growing up? Like, what kind of music? It's probably the same stuff that was here, but I don't know. What kind of music was there when you were a kid growing up in Illinois?
Well, I mean, for me, there wasn't a lot of music at all. Like, I grew up on a farm in the middle of the woods. My folks didn't listen to music. But I did start listening to music at the Illinois Boots and Saddle Club, which was a place where I used to ride horses and do barrel racing and stuff like that. And they always had, like, country music on the loudspeakers. So that was probably the first. And then discovered more stuff on the radio after that and just found my way into, like, some of the 80s punk and Pretenders and all that kind of good stuff. But that was kind of how it started. But farther back, even a little bit farther than that, I sang in church.
Okay.
Yeah. Exciting.
Like 7 years old or something?
Literally, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when did you decide this is something I want to do, like pick up a guitar and play music? And do you play piano as well?
So I did play some piano. I haven't had a piano in years.
Yeah.
I'm a self-taught musician for the most part. And I never really decided it was something I wanted to do. I just always did it. So that's kind of how that went. Like, I just always played. I always wrote. I always loved music. It wasn't like I was like, hey, I'm going to do this thing. It just kind of evolved.
Like, it wasn't something you said, I'm going to make, like, a career or a living playing music. You were just like, I like writing songs. I like playing music. I like
Yeah, it was just what I did. I'm not good at a lot of things. I'm good at don't make any money, but I never thought of it as like a career choice. It was just kind of what I did.
Well, you're doing something with it that's good. you get people out listening and coming to see you and things like that. So don't sell yourself short, you know, of your skills. I think anyone that can play an instrument is, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I think that's great just in and of itself. Like, did anyone when you were younger, like, you say, I want to spur you on to sing or write? Or I was just, again, it was just organic. That's what
so
you did.
It was mostly organic. Like I said, my earliest influences, you know, I was in Southern, you know, very religious, conservative Southern Midwest. So we went to church every week and it was a thing. And I did take piano lessons for a minute from the church organist. And she was this wacko woman, like, completely hair out to here. And, you know, we had the pancake makeup on,
yeah,
you know, that looked like a mask. But she was lovely. And she was super encouraging. And she kind of, like, fostered that whole, you should keep playing. This is your thing. And
you need people like that, right?
Though? Yeah. Because, you know, in my household, they were like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah. So was there some, not resistance, but yeah, again, were they thinking, what's the matter with you, Kate? You're not gonna, what's with this music?
Oh, absolutely. Why would you want to do that? Yeah, that's just a waste of time. But yeah, so that definitely helped for sure. And then there was another friend that my folks had through the church. It was always these church people all over the place. It was crazy. And and she taught me how to play acoustic guitar. So she taught me like four chords. And I got an acoustic guitar and I learned how to play every John Denver song, all that kind of stuff, and like basic folk tunes. And so that was how I learned just basic guitar. And then I just taught myself by ear.
And when was that? Like at what age did you?
So that was, I was probably 12 when I did that, 12 or 13 or so. Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That someone said, hey, I'll show you a few chords.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you kind of went from there.
Yeah, it was cool.
And eventually, now we're going to leap ahead quite a bit because you wound up here.
Yeah, yeah.
You wound up in New England, I guess I could say, from Illinois. And you stayed.
Yeah, so I went to Montana first. So I left home super young. And then I batted around various places in the Midwest for a while, and then I decided I was going to move to Montana, so I did. So I moved to Montana, and I lived there for a little while, and then I came to New England. So, kind of a roundabout.
Yeah.
I took the long road.
When did you wind up here?
I got to New England in the early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Right.
Yep.
And you've been playing up from where you are, I know, for a long, long time. And
Seacoast, yep.
Yeah,
Yeah, on and off ever since. Yeah, the whole thing. Yep.
Did you do that last? Or am I confusing that? Did you do the? Were you involved in the last waltz?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, we've done the last waltz several times.
That must have been a blast.
Oh my gosh, so much fun! Such a great group of musicians.
Yeah,
and it's also a charity. So yeah. This buddy of mine started this foundation called Continuum Arts Collective, where they raise money to buy instruments and give lessons to underprivileged kids.
Oh, that's cool.
So all these events that we've done, these last waltz shows, which are phenomenal, like an all-star cast, benefit that. And so we've done it, I think, five or seven times now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Because I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's a classic.
It was like the first... I'm sure there was ones before that, but that I remember saying, wow, this is cool. Like, I mean, even... And you had Bob Dylan and Neil Diamond on the same stage.
Oh, yeah. It was a masterpiece.
They brought everyone in, and everyone knocked it out.
Yep.
And it was that was great stuff.
Yep.
But, okay, so before we get into the new CD, which we're going to talk a lot about, I'm going to play something off it.
Right on.
And then we'll come back. We'll talk a bit about that and Rumbar Records and whatnot. But this is a track off of, what's the name of it?
Light Under the Door.
All righty. Here we go. Thank you. All right, that was Fools, Drunks, and Liars off Light Under the Door. We were just talking off air. This is your first, I guess you'd say, big label release.
Yeah.
And did how long did this process take? Was this a long time in making, this record, or?
Yes and no. So I haven't put a record out since 2009. So as far as like life years long, yes, this was a long time coming. Some of the songs took me, I was chipping away at them for a couple of years, but my career has kind of been fits and starts, a little bit here and a little bit there. So it's not a real linear path.
Mm-hmm.
But when we finally got to work on the record, it came together super fast. So it's both a long time and not, that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it's a long time between releases.
Right. Yep.
But you've had a lot of these songs in your head, I'm sure, for a long time.
Yeah. Some of them, like I said, kind of came together. We spent about a year workshopping these tunes, and then we cut them in 2 days.
So it was quick once you decided to get it done.
Yep.
And do you want to tell me who's on the record with you?
Yeah, I have a great group that I play with. So John Nolan is my good friend who produced the record. And so he played guitars and he actually co-wrote some of the songs with me. And so he's on the record. My drummer, Rick Habib, who plays with like a million bands. He's amazing.
Drummers are like that.
They get around.
There's a local guy. I think he's in 5 bands. I'm like, do you have nights off?
Right. Yeah, that's how Rick is. I think he's in like 11 or 12.
I guess you got to hope that a lot of your bands are not active at the time.
Right.
Because you got to, that way you're
you always
busy.
To, serious scheduling.
Yeah, you got to hope some of them are on the
and
down.
And he had a skiing accident.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, dude, you can't do that. Like, we'll all go down if he goes down. And then my bass player is Mark Damon, who's on tour a lot because he's in the Pretty Reckless. So
oh, really?
Yeah, so he's gone a lot. But when he's home, I have the great pleasure of having him in the band as well, and he's a good friend of mine. So we're all buds. And John doesn't play with us as much anymore because he's got a new Say Zuzu thing happening and his own solo project. So another friend of ours, John McCormick, sits in for guitar as well. And on the record, actually, Jim Gambino played keys.
Wow.
Which is super fun, too. He'll be playing at the record release concert as well. So we're all friends. We've all been playing together for years on and off. So we all know each other pretty well. And then when we started rehearsing and workshopping the songs during the whole pandemic era.
What else could you do? Couldn't play out.
Right.
And you still wanted to be active. You were still writing. And so.
Well, it was interesting.
Good time to do it.
Yeah, we hadn't played in a couple of years. And we got together for a rehearsal for one of those outdoor concerts that people are doing. And we just decided to keep getting together. And that's kind of how that went. And so, yeah, we just spent a lot of time together building trust, like opening up all kinds of space for everything. And that's when we decided, let's pull out some of these song scraps and put them together.
And I got the CD in the mail today. I was telling Kate before we came in, and I love that there's a lyric sheet and there's something physical. And because you know, not a lot of stuff, everyone usually puts something up, but I hate it when something is just digital.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you see that now, and it's just a digital release.
Yeah,
I mean, give me something. I mean, but you also plan at some point maybe doing a vinyl.
I'm absolutely doing that. Yeah,
down the road, but
absolutely, maybe either like fall, winter, spring, somewhere in that. You know, definitely before full spring of next year. I mean, the vinyl situation is so backed up anyway. It's expensive.
Yeah.
All of that, but people have been asking for it already. I definitely want to do it. And
yeah, it's definitely back.
Wow. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I'm old school. I need tactical. I need things to read and look at.
Yeah, we were saying I do too.
Yeah.
I used to love, I mean, I'm going back to when I was a kid, but I used to love the liner notes and the lyric sheets and all that stuff.
That's half the fun of it, is you sit down with your record and you read it. And so at least with the CD, I'm psyched that we were able to add that little fold out with all the lyrics and the cool images and stuff like that. So yeah,
that's
I'm real happy
cool.
with that.
And let's touch briefly on Rumbar. For one, how did have you known Lou a while?
So I met Lou, 10 years ago probably.
Right.
when I guess that's kind of when Rumbar was getting fired up.
Rumbar, it's funny. Rumbar started the same day, same year I started the radio show, which is 2012.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
And I started running to Lou, just going to shows mostly, watch shows.
Yep.
But around 2007 or 8, I would say I met Lou. Great guy, but so.
Yeah, we just always kind of kept it on the back burner, you know, let's get you on Rumbar. And so we kind of just, every couple of years, I would either run into him or we'd have a conversation. And it was kind of, I didn't do anything. I was not active at all for this big chunk of time. Mm. And so when I finally was pulling it all together, you know, Lou was right there. I was like, yes, let's do it. Yes.
Yeah, Lou's kind of like, I'm ready when you are.
Totally. Yeah.
I know.
And queued it up, and he's super psyched. So
yeah.
He's been an enormous help.
Yeah, I know a few people like that where artists that Lou and I both know, and they're not ready to put something out yet. But Lou's like, well, whenever they're ready, I'm here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been great. I couldn't be happier. You know, I'm just thrilled that he was not only still wanting to, was super excited to do it.
Oh, yeah. He's Mr. Enthusiasm. And, and it's a great label. And he has a nice blend of bands in there.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, he likes great music.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to play, I'll play one more track here. Then maybe you'll do one live when
sure.
we come back. But I'm going to play another one. I think this is Big Horizon. I got lined up now.
Right on.
But we'll be back in a bit.
Meet me where my heart is easy.
That was Big Horizon from Light Under the Door. I also played Fools, Drunks, and Liars. That was earlier off Light Under the Door. And do you want to say anything about those two songs before you play one?
Yeah, I'm just psyched about the songs. Super excited about them. Yeah, those both of those songs went through several different incarnations before we figured it out, before we cracked the code. Fools, Drunks, and Liars has been in the set for several years. And it was always pretty good. Like we were digging it enough to play it live.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was John that came up with sort of the magic little twist. That's sort of his forte. Is I have like all the words and all the lyrics and all the things. And John is he's the hook guy. He's the key turner. He kind of comes in and says, "Why don't we just do this, 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 and then it all comes together." And that happened with Fools, Drunks, and Liars. And it kind of actually happened with Big Horizon, too, because that originally was called The Roulette Wheel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whole new name change.
Yeah. And but again, it didn't quite have the hook, the magic hook. And that was where John came in and came up with the whole Big Horizon piece. And that kind of came together as well. So, yeah. So I'm psyched about the way those came out. I really am.
I take it you write all the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I assume so. All right. Well, let me know what you're going to play here, and you can, it's all yours.
So this one's called Bridges. This one is also on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart is breaking. To hell on some sound. Far away whistle in a far away town. You wanna go there, but you can't find your way. Same old story, and it's still the same day. And then you burn down the bridges so you won't be tempted to cross. When they're unsteady, they're likely to fall. Don't know it yet, but baby, you've already come so far. Someday you'll see it's right where you are. Throw open the shutters, knock out the bag. Wash the blood from your fingers. Only the scars will last. Sweep out the cobwebs and take out the trash. Bury the bodies. Hey, how bad. And then you burn down the bridges so you won't be tempted to cross. When they're unsteady, well, they're likely to fall. You don't know it yet, baby, you already come. So far, someday you'll see it's right where you are. And then take all your regrets and all your lost hopes. Fly on the breeze with the ashes and smoke. There's nothing left, a new day will break.
full of the good things, headed your way like singing a song on a warm summer's night. Slow dance at midnight, sweet Sunday drive, or maybe a soft kiss on a warm embrace. First you burn down those bridges so you won't be tempted to cross. It's when they're unsteady, you know that's when they fall. You don't know it yet, but baby, you've already come so far. Someday you see, someday you see, someday you see, it's right where you are.
That sounded great. That was great.
Awesome, thank you.
And that's on there as well, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
That's awesome. I had to get a PSA in here. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Had to slip that in.
Right on.
So you got some shows coming up.
Yes.
Do you want to mention any of those?
Sure.
If you remember them.
Yeah, right. Most of the stuff is slowly being added to the website, which is kateredgatemusic.com. So we're adding stuff there. This coming Saturday, the 20th, I think there's a couple of tickets left. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a show at a place called The Space, which is like a small black box theater in Amesbury, Massachusetts. That's a solo show. It's an evening with, so I'm super psyched about that. It's I've been playing with the band for so long. It's been a minute since I did a full-on solo show, so I got that coming up. And then we're doing a full record release in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on June 3rd, because the record formally releases, I think, on the 1st or the 2nd.
I think the 2nd.
Yeah, I think the 2nd. Yeah, and so that's going to be a super fun show. That's at a place called the Music Hall Lounge. I don't know if you've been there or not yet.
No.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been up there a whole lot. You haven't been down here a whole
right,
lot.
Right, so we'll have to swap.
Yeah. I've been to a few venues up there, but I don't remember which ones they were now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not a... The Music Hall Lounge is one of the newest ones, and it seats like 140. It's pretty small, but it's gorgeous, nice stage. And so that'll be fun. So we'll have the whole band there, and John, who produced the record, will be playing for some of that show as well, which is great. I'm super psyched he's going to be able to join us. And Jim Gambino from Swinging Stakes is going to be up on that one. He played on this record as well, plus my band. And we're excited about it, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then there's some other stuff down this way later in the summer. So
right.
We're stacking them up.
Going way out, July 28th, because this is a Lou Skybar, I guess you'd call it, production at the Square Root with Freeloader, who is Nat Friedberg's band, and High End. I don't know if you know anything about High End. High End's an energetic rock band. Great band. So that'll be, and it's this cool venue, the Square Root.
I'm psyched about that. That's going to be fun.
It's on a very smallish side, but it's kind of cool. It's like all glass. It's on a corner. It's a cool venue, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll do well there. So how is it with the, is it a combination of excitement and nervousness playing these newer venues? Like we just mentioned a few down here that you haven't probably been to before. Like almost like a new audience, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm psyched. I am dying to get in front of some people that
people,
don't know,
yeah.
You know, that, yeah. I think it's exciting. I mean, I'm always nervous, and that's just never going to change.
Right.
It is what it is. I've learned how to manage it, at least now. But I'm just really excited to play. I feel really great about the set. I feel great about the songs. I feel great about the band.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling to have some new material to kind of get out there and run with.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. I'm going to play I'm gonna play one more off of that. This is in three singles. Are there three singles that have been out?
This is the third, and then it's going to release on Friday. It's not released yet. Light Under the Door, which is the title track.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's what we got lined up now. But yeah, we'll be back one more time to say see ya. But this is Light Under the Door off same titled release.
We'll be right back.
There you have it, Light Under the Door, off of the title track of the same name release. That's about a wrap. You got anything else you want to plug or throw in there? Or
no, I'm just psyched. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for having me down here.
My pleasure.
Has really been super fun, and I love all the little guys all over the place that do these shows and support their scene. And
someone's got to do it because it's great music.
Super important. It's so important. And so thank you for doing it.
Yeah, no, it was my pleasure, and I'll see you at I'm sure a few of these shows.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely on the 28th, but I'll try and get to one of them before you. I think you're on a bill with, I think there's a band called Huck 2 that you're on.
Yes, that's I'm doing a little yes, that's in Salem at the right. Mercy Street. That's
You've probably never been there. Have you played there?
I have not. Nope.
I've been to, there used to be a couple cool clubs in Salem, but I have not been to this one. But yeah. I know Huck 2. I know that they have new music out now.
Yeah, they do. It's good.
In the second hour, I'm going to play some of their stuff. But
I'm psyched to do that. That's going to be fun. That's in June also. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to try to hit that show. But cool. I'm going to play something now by the Nervous Eaters, and I'll play 3 or 4 songs, and we'll be back. Once again, Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Sweet!